brakes.
Seem all right.
Well, these are they.
And if these are the brakes, I think I can work with this.
Why are there a lot of people going that way and not this way?
I don't know.
Do they know something we don't?
Is there a party in Santa Rosa today?
I don't know.
Are we driving to fucking Vallejo?
Yep.
Everyone asking the intense question, can we get to the podcast in time today?
Should be.
Yeah. I have faith. You got the power. You got taquito power.
Oh, yeah.
Getting you there. No greater power on this earth.
There's just no rhyme or reason to which taquitos they'll have.
What do they have today?
Chicken. And two types of chicken. There was one that was chicken with avocado, one that was chicken and cheese. They make breakfast taquitos. Mm-hmm. So they often have those, but not all the time. And I wonder if that just means that, like, people are taking all those breakfast taquitos at, like, 6 a.m. or something, and they're like, well, lunchtime, I guess. And filled it up with, you know, whatever else they got.
All the long-haul truckers coming through.
Right.
Subpar food in the morning because it makes every meal that comes after seem so much better.
Yeah.
You have to lower expectations from the get-go.
I feel like on most days when I go out of my way to have like a good breakfast, I usually just skip lunch at that point. It's just not. I'm not going to work out.
Other exit to come here. We have free coffee, dear God.
And like it's not only that, like, hey, if you find a way to get to this gas station that they took the exit away for, we'll give you free coffee. It's like, we'll give you free coffee all day.
Yeah.
So like, hey, come back. Again, yeah. You know, a second time, you know. I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. But.
Like, that is some environmental storytelling right there.
I'm also surprised for how long that gas station's been closed, how many of the windows are not busted out of it.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And where the two come together, that's where all the fireworks begin until until then, it's pretty quiet. Here's how it looks on radar. I will start in Canada, western Canada, down through Alberta and BC. This is an infrared satellite display, 6 hour time lapse. And what infrared shows you is the heat variations in the atmosphere. What I can show you there and tell you, that's just a bunch of cold air reaching out of western Canada into the northern Rockies. You can bet they'll be reaching for the mucklucks and the mittens tonight across Idaho and Montana because of that.
Motherfucker, I'm always reaching for a muckluck.
A few showers oozing up out of northern California in that low, but generally speaking, Washington and Oregon remain very dry, especially Oregon. We're looking in California, that low, that is a prominent dominant low. It will slowly move in, and as it does, it'll also be sliding to the south.
I'm also prominent
most
dominant
California will
and low
some snow
and very
or rain
low
or both. Depends on elevation and timing, of course, but that's
Flo Rida wrote that song about me,
and it has to go somewhere. We think over time, the next couple of days, just could kind of what's left of it drift out here and pick up the prevailing westerlies from the Pacific and drift eastward and still be spinning, still have some punch. Here's where we are out ahead of that right now. Just a few snow showers. You can see eastern parts of Missouri into western South.
Thanks, America's original butcher. Delivered to the door, Omaha
1-800
the beef.
The beef. A whole lot more delicious. Call now.
I mean, I guess if you were asking where's the beef, they've got a phone number
for
you.
That's 28 items, including 4 hand-cut aged and tenderness
tops. Shame that old lady died before she could get an answer.
I know.
2 savory pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, and 4 chicken fried steaks, plus plenty of all-beef meatball sides and dessert. Order now, and we'll add 4 more burgers free. That's a $195 value, yours for just $49.99. Just call 1-800-THE-BEEF and ask for the family gift package or search Fox News on OmahaSteaks.com. Give the gift with 5 generations of family heritage and trusted quality. Omaha Steaks. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-THE-BEEF or search Fox News on OmahaSteaks.com to get the Omaha Steaks family gift package for just $49.99 today. As a gift for her husband, Dana Gibson went to paintyourlife.com to have a portrait hand-painted of their beloved dog who they recently lost.
My reaction to this fine painting that I got from Dana was extraordinary. It just gave me butterflies in my stomach to see my beloved dog that I've had for years.
It's a good painting, a good dog
picture.
This Christmas season, give someone you love an original painting done by hand from any photo at a price you can afford. A special person, your children, even a cherished pet, and a painting done by hand by a world-class artist at PaintYourLife.com. Customer David Lacks surprised his wife with an unforgettable anniversary gift from PaintYourLife.com.
The gift was incredibly meaningful, from my dress to the suit to the landscape and the colors. It so closely matched the photo from our wedding day.
Don't wait, because right now get 30% off your painting, plus free shipping. Just text the word PHOTO to 484848, but you must order this week to guarantee delivery by Christmas. Text PHOTO to 484848. That's PHOTO to 484848.
The Luke Thomas Show brings you in-depth analysis, knowledge, and insight like no one else in the fight game.
Don't be scared, I'm leaving.
Only on your home for mixed martial arts, SiriusXM Fight Nation.
Have the money to fucking license print songs.
It's just it's satellite radio. They can just play whatever.
Hunger is a reality. Support Why Hunger's annual Hungerthon donation drive. Go to SiriusXM.com.
Donate to make more people hungry.
And see items you can bid on right now. Like hang out in studio during Busted Open with myself and Bully Ray or Mark Henry. I mean, right there, you gotta go to SiriusXM.
Can I choose? Because I would choose Mark Henry.
Place a bid if you get to hang out with Mark.
I would like to hang out with Mark Henry. Henry.
Yeah.
Or make a donation and receive a gift like a Tom Morello. Hunger is a crime hat. A John Lennon Imagine There's No Hunger hat. A Bruce Springsteen Land of Hope and Dreams pin. And more. Again, Mark, a chance to place a bid where you can hang out with you and I in studio.
And you can put the pin on the hat.
It's a
I feel like Mark might not be in the studio today.
I feel like Mark is never actually in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, anytime that you can get to hang out and have fun and serve a bunch of charities at the same time.
As someone who has used the Zephyr line to communicate with satellite radio before,
if you miss the moment, you definitely have to go back to Sirius XM.
I mean, Mark is on the road a fair amount.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to imagine him being in New York like multiple days a week just to do this.
You know, this is an awesome show when you and I get together, Mark.
Boom, Daddy. That's what I'm talking about.
Woo! I'm starting to think Mark Henry's just a soundboard.
Yeah.
We talk about what you're going to be getting me for Christmas this year.
Oh, you'll be impressed.
All the people, all the big wigs you hang out when you go, to, you know, for barbecue.
Strong idea now. It's clear. I can see clearly now.
This is a soundboard. This is clearly a soundboard. This is not a person.
And Alex is going to be disappointed with his
game. Oh, Alex. Poor Alex.
Why is that?
Poor Alex.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be nice.
Fuck.
Help indeed.
Yeah. Someone please help Mark Henry.
Enough movies that employ chloroform as a, you know, a kidnapping tactic. I feel like chloroform used to be everywhere. Someone was always putting a rag in someone's face and dragging them away somewhere.
Why are millennials killing the chloroform industry?
I don't know. The line must be drawn here. They've finally gone too far.
Indeed. Soyan says the chloroform doesn't actually work that way.
Well,
that's the big joke of it all.
Fucking fuck you, how about that?
Yeah.
What are you trying to... My childhood was not a lie.
Do not curb stomp my fucking childhood. Of chloroform over like 5 minutes for it to actually knock you out.
Well, what if it's really intense and it's you put it over someone's face?
What if it's like super chloroform?
Yeah, exactly. Like they used to make in the 80s before, you know, the nanny state went and diluted all the chloroform.
good time in traffic. 15 minutes.
Shh.
Let's take US 101 South San Rafael and Bay Street, San Francisco.
Nival on Twitter says, so it turns out you can access the emulator settings on the PlayStation Classic by plugging in a keyboard and pressing escape.
Yeah. Sounds like you can kind of force games to run in NTSC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's loading alternate images or if it's just loading the European images on an NTSC machine or, you know, environment or whatever.
That's wild.
But the thing is, like, some of those games, even at 50 hertz, don't run consistently.
Right.
So, like, it turns out, it seems like the hardware is having trouble keeping up.
Which is weird.
No, it's not that weird, because the emulator they picked, like, already cuts a ton of corners to run on ARM and all, and it's not... the emulator is not tremendous from the sounds of it. Like, that fork of that emulator is maybe not, like, the most... efficiently programmed thing, so it seems like even if you flip them over to run at 60 instead of 50, it probably runs worse. On the next episode of Influence and Hip Hop, we talking to my man DMC. Rappers Delight is just taking over Hollis. I'm listening to it everywhere that I go on the internet. So I learned Rappers Delight because I like rap and I wanted to rap.
I mean, is there a solution where someone could potentially, like, flash that thing and, like, put in a different emulator?
There aren't a lot of other good options for ARM.
Right.
You know, it's like the same type of stuff people would do on a Raspberry Pi, more or less. And that's, like... You know, you start running, like... some of those libretro packages or some of the other stuff that, like, you know, people do when they set up a Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs a lot of stuff great up until, like, that generation. And, like, PlayStation, N64 is like, yeah, some stuff runs fine, but the more complicated the game, like, the less likely it is that it'll run well.
Right.
And there are some cases, even, you know, depending on which Pi you're using and all that other stuff, it used to be like, oh, like, some SNES games aren't going to run quite right.
Mm.
Just out of a pure power thing. I would call... I'm, like, surprised to hear Ice Ice Baby on the hip-hop station. It seems like something they'd be like, no, man.
That shit ain't real.
Like, you know, people would hold a grudge.
Maybe Uncle LL is just a little more forgiving.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you know, whatever, that was a hype song, what are you gonna do?
They could have at least had the decency to play the new metal cover of this.
I know, the good version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conducted in form, this is the
place plays the ninja rap that it shows these days.
I heard that, which I guess, you know, yeah, that's the thing, right? That's
you know what?
That's who you are.
Embrace it.
Yeah. That's the show people probably want to see at this point. It's, look at this fucking clown. Let's get out of here. Yeah, do your ninja rap, dumbass.
Look, man, when I was like 9 years old, I liked the damn ninja rap.
I was in high school and this was a very big song, but the ninja rap did not.
God, I was in like what, not fourth grade when this song came out?
Yeah.
Roughly.
I think I was a sophomore, maybe a freshman.
Stuff is out there.
Yeah, they announced it this morning.
88% revenue share.
Yeah.
That's high.
Yep.
That is higher than what Valve changed their thing to.
Yep. They're also waiving the Unreal Engine fee if you are using UE and selling your games on their store. So it's like 5% more that you're...
Goddamn.
Yo, they're trying to come down.
Here's the thing. I don't like Fortnite at all, and I don't care about it, but goddamn them, they are using that money.
Yep.
For something worthwhile.
Well, they went out and raised a bunch of money, too.
Yeah.
And... yeah. Yep.
They are, I mean...
like, they made that change to the rev split on, like, stuff being sold in the Unreal Engine store, like tools and stuff like that. Like,
right.
They waived their split, or you know, or lowered it to. I they might have lowered it to zero. Now that I think about it, I forget what it was, but they cut it way back. And it was specifically because they were like, ah, you know, we're doing quite well. We can afford to do this to kind of, you know, spur on the community of developers and, you know, all this other stuff. Kind of put this into the engine business, and now they're doing this. And so today, like, they flipped over, like, the beta, or, I guess maybe a couple days ago, yesterday, the beta that looks a lot more like a store that can support multiple products
right.
is now, like, the default view. You can opt out of it to go back to, like, the legacy launcher for a little while, but they're going for it.
Just saying, in a world where, you know, greater capital tends to more often than not make companies go, oh, we got to get more evil. It's a little bit refreshing to see them doing something that is, like, pleasantly competitive.
Right, yeah. Like, it's, you know... Hey, the jury's still out.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying they're being fucking altruistic here, but they are... They are making moves that are going to be beneficial to developers of all scales.
And they were looking at, like they, some of the interviews with Tim Sweeney that were going around had him kind of breaking down the numbers of running a store or the numbers of running a CDN and all that other stuff and just like what the bandwidth costs are and you know he's saying like oh you know it's going to be one this is going to be 1.5% this is going to be this and like they're using those numbers on bandwidth and stuff based on Fortnite which is updated all the time and
right.
is you know a 32 gig install or something. And, you know, most games don't update that frequently, so they're like, yeah, they kind of said, like, oh, yeah, with this split, we're turning a profit. All right.
Steam has desperately needed some kind of competition to keep it in check for a very long time.
Yeah, or just like a reason, yeah, yes.
Just a totally. Reason to do anything differently.
A reason to improve the product in kind of more dramatic ways than they have.
I mean, they're even talking about shit like, you know, fucking taking a close, like, there's gonna be no forums on this store.
Right.
They're gonna fucking take a hard look at how user reviews are submitted and try to, you know, moderate that stuff in a way so that people aren't review bombing on a constant basis.
Yeah.
And so even if they can't necessarily solve that problem wholesale, like the fact that they're even trying is still a big step above what Steam has been doing.
And I think opting out of the whole message board community thing, I think, is smart.
Yeah.
Like, their quote around that is like, hey, man, like, Reddit and all these other places already exist. Like, you know, we don't need to provide yet another place for people to talk about games.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to take that on. So developers can, like, link to their official communities or whatever from their store page, and then that's that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's probably smart. And they've been building up, you know, whatever. They've been trying to build up a user base for that launcher for a long time. They gave away Shadow Complex for free for a while when they first put that thing out. And then, obviously, Fortnite did what Fortnite did. And they've been taking email addresses for the last, what, year, whatever it is now, even from console players through account linking for Fortnite.
Right.
Like, they've just been building a fucking database of users for the fucking world's most popular game. Like, what was it? They had a number. It was like 200 million people have played Fortnite. It was.
This is about right for a free-to-play game.
Yeah.
Even a large-scale one.
You gotta figure, like, some number of those people are people that got an account banned or had to sign up for multiple accounts for one reason or another, but...
Or even downloaded it once. Maybe you didn't even turn it on.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'm sure, like, the active player base is still fucking enormous.
Yeah. Bigger than anything else going by several orders of magnitude.
I wonder what the league numbers look like these days.
The league numbers?
League of Legends.
Oh. I mean, high enough, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, they're probably not hurting.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to keep any kind of tabs on, like, do people still care about League of Legends? Because it's like, I just don't know anyone that plays it.
Yeah. I do know a few people who play it, but they just never talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just like a thing that they do on the side that is, feels almost like separate from any other gaming stuff that they do.
Right. Out there as maybe this is one of the worst, if not the worst, Eazy-E verses ever.
I mean, there are some bad Eazy-E verses.
Yeah. But this one's
not good. It's not good.
It's like, it's not good, and then on top of that, he's surrounded by Bone Thugs and Harmony, who rap all fucking fast and intricately.
Yeah.
And then he's just got this fucking extremely slow fucking, like, oh shit, dad is here to drop some rhymes.
Which is extra weird, because, like, Eazy-E could do some intricate stuff when he wanted to.
Sure, or, like, when it was written for him.
Yeah. But he's not incapable.
Steam and fucking trying to make sense of all their numbers has been working for Epic for years.
Oh. Oh.
Like, just posted one tweet from the Steam Spy account that was like, Epic has launched their store today. I have been working on this for the last several years. I will not tweet it about it at this account again. Follow me over here if you're interested in hearing more about that.
Huh.
Like, oh. Huh. I mean, smart of Epic to hire a guy who's been fucking trying to run, like, rogue analytics of the fucking biggest competitor in the space, I guess. But this is weird.
That is fucking weird. I mean, how accurate was that Steam Spy shit, like, ever?
Like, too accurate to the point where they, you know, shut it down.
Right.
You know? I don't know. It was at least consistent across games, I think, mm-hmm. you know, so if it was inaccurate, it was probably inaccurate by the same percentage across all products.
Right.
So it was at least like, you know, you could use it for competitive purposes in terms of just like, okay, well, this is a similar game. It did this.
Right.
Where are we at? AOL's very own digital guru. Wait, sorry, did you say Chingy?
I said Chingy.
Okay, I thought you said Chingy.
No, no. Chingy is the hip-hop prophet.
Ah.
About caring that much about VR.
They did Robo Recall. They made that. They made that.
I feel like I haven't heard their name come up a whole lot in those conversations.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they intend to just, like, hand curate the game, the store for... the immediate kind of like near term or whatever and open it up more next year. So
down the Outback?
Yeah.
God, why would anyone go to that shopping center anymore?
What is there a Target there where that Best Buy used to
yes.
be?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, people go to Target.
People go to Target, I guess. I go to Target sometimes. It sucks.
Yet it still sucks slightly less than Walmart.
Yep. I went to Walmart, like... I don't know, a month ago or something like that. And it was bad.
Yeah, it's not a good scene.
It's a bad place? Like, it was just chaos. Like, everything was everywhere. Like, there were, like, too many people in there. Like, just milling about.
Yeah, one of the nicer byproducts of living in New York City is that there are no Walmarts anywhere. There's a Target in Queens. Like, deeper into Queens than where I live.
Yeah.
But no Walmart. Kings are?
No.
Just streamer dudes. Like, internet comedy guys.
Ah, guys. Finally.
They're funny.
On the internet.
They're enjoyable.
Okay.
They are playing fucking Rogue Warrior tonight.
Yeah.
That could be alright.
That game speaks for itself.
Yes.
You don't need to bring much to it.
Yep.
Now the second conversation about Rogue Warrior I've had this in the last 4 days.
That's a real shame. Why would that also have come up?
You know, it came up.
All right.
I was talking to somebody else about Bethesda.
Does it Mickey Rourke? Is the voice game?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said, was I talking to Mickey Rourke? Yes.
Yeah.
Also, yes.
When I was a kid, at some point, for his birthday, my grandparents bought, like, my grandfather bought my dad one of Richard Marcinko's books.
Okay.
And it sat on his shelf unopened for at least until my parents got divorced, and then I have no idea. I have not seen that book since. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
I do not believe it was ever read.
Huh. Well. Should try to dig it up. Give that a read. April Fool, motherfucker. Game I was thinking about going back to and taking another look at. But I
feel like you guys may have already taken the definitive look at it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like we may have already produced the definitive piece of content around the game Rogue Warrior.
Not sure what else need be said about it.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of that game speaks for itself. this song makes me angry.
Mm-hmm. Too many.
There should be fewer cars. If elected. I promise. Fewer cars.
You have my vote.
Great. We're going to achieve this by blowing up cars.
Oh, now you extra have my vote.
Yeah.
With him. Now, in case you're wondering what the status is of an Oasis reunion, well, there is no status because it's not really going anywhere. Liam, at least, has been in favor of it. In fact, in July, he sent a tweet to Noel suggesting that they, quote, get the Big O back together and stop fucking about. But then later, I guess, because Noel didn't respond, Liam accused Noel and his wife of being serial killers, which I don't know if that really helped. So I'd say that
good family.
We haven't gotten any closer to the inevitable Oasis reunion. It'll happen. We just may be a decade or two away.
I don't dislike Oasis, I guess I would say.
But do you have any desire to ever see them get back together?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Seattle's getting a hockey team.
Seattle,
Supersonics.
Fish. Ice song. Big mechanic.
Seattle Pax Wests.
Yeah. Walruses, the Seattle Walruses.
The Seattle Saline Balls.
The Soundgarden.
It's the Seattle Soundgarden, yes.
Seattle Soundgarden.
Seattle Presidents of the United States of America.
What if they were just the Seattle Dicks? And they just...
It's just giant cocks on the fucking... On the jersey?
Yeah. No, just hamburgers. They get Dick's Burgers and fucking hit them with the fucking hockey sticks out into the crowd between periods. Just fucking full blast as hard, like they get the hardest hitters on the team to just fucking slam Dick's into the crowd.
Alright, I'm into it.
They could have like a retractable, like, you know, the glass around the rink, you could roll it down like a car window.
Mm.
And so between periods, they roll it down, fucking just smash dicks into the faces of the fans. And they're cold because it's ice. So it's just fucking rock hard dicks going right in your face.
Hmm. Okay. Took a turn, but all right.
That's my hockey idea. That's my idea for a popular hockey team in the Seattle area.
I think that's fair.
Also, they'll sell milkshakes.
So as part of this, they will now have 32 teams in the NHL. Arizona will move to the Central Division. Seattle will take over their spot in the Pacific Division.
Okay.
There you go. And that's your NHL update.
Was there only 31 teams before?
There was as of when Vegas joined.
Okay.
I want to say that makes the NBA the only major league that doesn't have 32 teams.
What do they have?
30, I think.
Hmm. It's too many teams.
Could be wrong, but...
They should pull back. A tight 14-team league.
I mean, the nice thing about the 32 is that it makes for a very simple sort of tournament number structure.
Yeah.
But, yes, that is still a lot of teams. Especially for the NHL, which...
I feel like... Did the NHL turn their fortunes around overall?
I mean, they're doing okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're, like, losing money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they don't...
Weren't they doing real fucking bad for
a while?
They were.
There was a time when the NHL was on the fucking skids. And these days, I think most of the markets do well enough for them.
Applauding the pioneers of 90s alternative and grunge. This is Lithium on Sirius XM.
Yes, there are 30 NBA teams.
Out from USDA.
Safety is the number one thing. Well, it's the number two thing.
By the way, and we will get into Monday Night Raw, but we're trying to have a positive Tuesday.
But we won't get into that, though.
Yeah. But the number one, like you mentioned the number one. The number one's still number one. Like you gotta have, the number one is still always gonna be number one. That's like what you need.
This is heady
more
shit.
Than anything else. That number
more
one.
More than food, more than air.
Yes, more than food and more than air.
Oh yeah.
Physical attraction has still gotta be the number one. What happens in those intimate moments still needs to be number one on the list. You can't forget about
you.
That.
They carry you through your week.
Fuck, what? I wonder if when they had the idea of launching a Beatles radio station, if they had considered just how much Ringo they would have to play to make it fucking work as a 24-hour deal.
And
if they had it all back, would they go like, oh, no, no, no.
Considering Ringo was probably instrumental in signing off on that whole thing.
Yeah.
I think they knew what they were getting into.
Baby on chicken, hoping some of the homies. out to the chemical. Try to give a shout to the lock professor. Thought I was his number, but I left it on my dresser. On and on like the Mississippi. Not on a gangster tip. Hey, yo, I'm not a hippie. I'm just an ordinary man. Brother who was very man. Dedicated to real rap, so don't compare me to another brother. Cause I'm a tight battle smother. A whack MC, is DJ, or any other.
Yes, it is. I still think we're going to make it on time, though.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right.
I think it's mostly just construction up here that's fucking everything up.
Yeah, for a minute I was thinking, like, oh, what if I bust down that way and try to hit Broadway and all that stuff, but it'll be fine once we get past this spot. Just let that fucker in. What's wrong with you? Just let that fucker in. You fucking dick. Harmony.
We live in a society, people.
Yeah. starting to worry. The thing I ordered for that FPGA thing, the last piece of it I need to assemble, it still is not shipped.
Is there like a run on supply for that stuff?
They claim to still be in stock. So I don't know what to make of it. Keep tracking the, or, you know, going to the site and looking at the tracking info, and it's like, payment accepted. That's, don't say nothing about shipping. So I wonder if it's going to show up and they just, maybe their website, they just don't keep it up to date with that shit. Or what?
It's just sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
Just a box with your name on it. Someone's just looking at it and laughing.
Fuck that. Yeah, I could ship this out today. Or I could watch The Craft twice. Damn near anybody.
I think that's sort of the point.
Yeah, but I feel like the overwhelming majority of drivers are maybe not going to be great at driving a U-Haul on account of it's a large box truck and you can't see out the back at all and all that shit.
You're saying we should ban U-Haul?
That's what I'm saying. When we start blowing up cars, number one,
U-Haul,
Teslas.
Oh, okay.
Just to let them know we mean business. That it's not an environmental thing.
Right.
We're not blowing up electric cars. You know, we're not sparing the air. We're just blowing up cars. Number two, U-Hauls.
Okay. What about like a nice Penske truck?
You know, that's probably okay.
All right.
Anything that is, you know, it needs to be driven by a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but respect for professional drivers. With commercial licenses.
Right.
If you got a commercial license, all your cars will be spared.
Okay.
Even the Teslas.
I'm just saying, I didn't sign up for this to check people's licenses. I signed up for this to blow up some motherfucking cars.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to blow up a lot of fucking cars.
All right. I'm not here for the paperwork.
Yeah. Number three, Nissan Leaf.
Okay.
Done.
Done. Happy.
Number five, anyone with a classic car that looks like they would try to like to drive it to a diner.
Mm.
Or some kind of 50s-ish sort of...
You know, yeah, taking the wife out to the drive-in.
Uh-huh. 57 Chevys and everything around that section of car culture.
Sure.
Done.
So the entire rockabilly subgenre.
Done.
Done.
Done. A lot of those cars only get driven on the weekends, so I hope you don't mind like some occasional long hours. You
know,
that's
fine.
Some time and a half. Or
no,
something.
I'm in.
Blown up cars.
In for a penny, in for a pound, okay. Man. I'm in all the way.
Great. never had to rent a U-Haul, and quite frankly, I don't know that I would trust myself to drive a U-Haul.
Sam rented a U-Haul to move her stuff from, I guess, from her old apartment in Queens to where we live now, and I did the driving of it for her, because she can't really drive. That was not far, but I did not enjoy the experience of driving that thing, I will say.
Yeah. Shuffle the order for which cars are going to get blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Number one car, this car, my car, just to let them know.
I mean, can we get out of it first?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
I mean, I'd
a lot of work to
it.
Do after.
Yeah, so I don't want us to I don't want to hinder the process. I want to make sure
this lady with the Pokemon backpack.
Hell yeah. There's a doings transpiring over at the Super Laundromat.
It's a fire truck and a police.
Excuse me, folks. You're doing too much laundry over here.
Yeah. Smoke coming out of the laundry machines because of how efficient you're being.
Jose is crushed asking, will cars with anime decals be safe from destruction? Absolutely not.
Nope.
In fact, they're number 7 on the list.
Yeah. Unless it is a commercial vehicle like a truck covered in anime paraphernalia, that's
okay.
And
then it's 8th on the list.
Anime paraphernalia like Yosemite Sam mud flaps.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps Bugs Bunny dressed up as a sexy lady.
Yep. What if we made Hatsune Miku mud flaps for truckers, and it said back off, but it said it in, like, katakana?
Jeff, that's the best idea I've ever heard.
Great.
Just another nigga dead.
fucking internet startup nightmare is this? Just a fucking fake word on a building. Just, here you go. There's our business. Veeam! Veeam. Like, beam with a V? Is it for video beaming?
Man, I don't know.
How do I beam something? Do I beam it to you? It sounds like a verb.
Kind of does, yeah.
Veeam it on over. Let's veeam it up.
I do not know.
I'm trying to decide if this mini is actually just like in this lane or if it's trying to do something weird.
Like park,
but then while this other car is busy parking.
I think it's time to go around.
Okay, this guy's pulling out.
He's parking.
He's parking. So, like, what is this mini doing then?
Everyone's trying to make fucking moves, and I can't tell what moves they're trying to make.
Okay, no, he's not parking. He's the opposite of parking. Neither is the mini. No, the mini is parking. Okay. Some things to say.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're all in the same gang.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the bad version of this song.
Mm. I feel like they play this version a lot more than the regular version.
It's weird. It's... on top of not being the version everyone knows, it's also just not that great of a version of that song.
Yeah.
I want some hot shit.
From the OGs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, wherever, man.
It's a new Positive K song, apparently.
What? Positive K, wow. This off. We will talk to y'all later.
Yeah.